let this train keep on riding, riding on.
Welcome you to the third hour of our 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream and the fastest way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. See all the great photos and videos of animals that we post. And hope you enjoy. All righty. It is the first Sunday of July. That means Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And a couple of folks, I think, probably helping animals more than anybody, because it's 24-7, by the way, and I don't think these people sleep. Anyway, doing a fabulous job, Merritt and Beth Clifton. Good morning, you two. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
That's good. And I was telling him we are Zooming in today. We're not in the studio. And so we can see each other on Zoom here. But I have to say, if you were here last month, or the month before, you know that our Beth got in serious trouble and got very sick 2 months ago. Recently. And turned out, it was a subject for Animal World because Beth, you got leptospirosis, which is really rare, I think, in humans, but it's a disease that we vaccinate our dogs against. But I've always said it's a disease that humans can get, but up until you, I had never known anyone that had it. But my golly, Beth, you were really, really sick. And you missed a show here because Merritt finally, you know, had to rush you to the emergency room on a Sunday morning. And boy, you were in the hospital for almost a week and all of that. So now I know that you You were recovered and all of that, and we've talked to you on the air since then. But how are you doing? Is your are you fully recovered or?
Almost. It's going to take time. The doctor said it would be a few months. But as time has passed now, I see that I was very, very sick. You know, when you're in the thick of things, you don't really think about it.
Well, Merritt kind of expressed that. He says, "It's like pulling teeth to get me to be able to take her to the emergency room." I think your husband was pretty concerned. Isn't that right, Merritt? She was pretty sick, right?
She was extremely sick, and I probably wasn't forceful enough. I didn't throw her over my shoulder and drag
That
her
would have
there.
didn't play caveman and drag her off, huh?
No, but I was actually very relieved when she agreed to go, but finding out how serious it was a whole other kick in the head.
Well, because it's so rare, exactly why I didn't want to go to the ER is exactly what happened. The doctor sort of downplayed what was wrong with me and was sort of, he wanted to send me home. Then he thought better of it. I said, I don't want to go home. It's not that I don't love my home, but I was in and out of
I'm
contact
sick.
5 days. And exactly why I didn't want to go is because was his reaction. But in the end, he did admit me on an observing basis. I wasn't actually admitted. I think for the insurance purposes, it was the best thing that I was under observation. So,
And then it took a while for them to diagnose what was going on with you, didn't it? Because this
not
is.
well, sort of. The ER doctor had never seen it, but the attending doctor at the hospital actually had seen it, and she's the one who thought that a possible diagnosis was that
All right, well,
my
before we move on, let's just make sure everybody knows. So, leptospirosis is the real deal. Humans can get it. And I think it's safe to say that it's becoming more common. It actually has become now a vaccine of choice. It is not automatically included in our dogs, DHLPPs. The L stood for leptospirosis. They've now taken that out of the combo vaccine, and you have to request it for your dog. I've elected to have my dog Robbie vaccinated against it because isn't it transferred through like rat urine and stuff?
rat urine getting into a puddle, getting into an open wound.
It could be raccoon urine too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
And
it.
so if you live in an area where, there's water around, where there are raccoons, where there are rats, where there are things that this kind of, it's a good idea to vaccinate your dogs. Well, when Robbie's been with me here on my property where I am now, and I have a swampy area on my property. I'm surrounded by forest. We're out in them all the times, and there's ponds and there's puddle and all that. There was no question for me. Robbie gets vaccinated for it. But now we know even you don't necessarily get it from your dog, or you want to keep them from getting it. But Beth, of course, being an animal lover like me, she's right there to handle anything that needs help. And she's like me; she's kissed a few rats in her day and all that sort of thing. But somehow, you got exposed.
And it can kill you. It is in the third world. It is a major killer. So it's nothing at all to goof around with.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it just hits your body like a tornado. And if I hadn't gotten help, I don't know what would have happened. It was bad. But anyway, every day is better. I get tired really fast. I was a very, very healthy 66-year-old, and now I just have to recuperate. Luckily, I was healthy because if I hadn't been healthy, it may have been much worse.
Yeah, well, I'm sure glad that eventually you agreed to go and they got everything, got you back to health and yeah, it takes a while to recover from something like that.
Right,
But
back to taking care of Henry and Arabella. They're doing great.
oh yeah. So now Merritt and Beth are over actually on Whidbey Island. Have you got gorgeous blue sky and sunshine like we've got over here?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, beautiful weather. And so Henry is the rooster, was the wandering rooster of Whidbey Island until Beth rescued him. And then he needed a wife, so that's where Ella, Arabella came. And now you got the two of them. And
Right.
boy, was Merritt tap dancing when you were in the hospital. He had to take care of those chickens and the other animals and so forth. So
Yeah.
how are Henry and Ella, Arabella doing? Everything good with them?
They're doing fantastic.
They're right out the door here. They're listening to us.
If there was ever a good chicken life, they're living it.
All right, wonderful. Well, before when you and I we could just chat away and but we are limited in time. So, what's going on in the animal world that do you think we need to know about right now?
Well, actually, a tremendous lot. A couple of pretty important Supreme Court decisions this last week, upholding California Proposition 12, which mandated that pigs be able to stand up, turn around in their housing. And if they're not raised that way, the pork can't be sold in the state. Well, the Supreme Court upheld that for the second time.
Wow, so that's a good thing for pig. I mean, can you imagine living your life not being able to stand up or turn around? I mean, it really time we humans have to realize that, it's what I leave you with every Sunday. Animals have feelings too. And so the Supreme Court upheld it. Thank goodness for that.
The Supreme Court also upheld the Horse Integrity and Safety Act, which created a supervisory body for horse raising, a national supervisory body to deal with drugging.
You mean drugging for horse racing and stuff?
A lot of the horse racing people don't like it, but it's over the last 2 years proved to be pretty effective, and the Supreme Court upheld it. So that's also good news.
Wonderful.
On the downside, we had the death of John Robbins, who probably a lot of your readers will recognize as a vegan and health guru. You may have even known him. I was acquainted with him.
Yeah, I don't think I don't, I didn't know him.
Well, he died from a disease that's common among people who have had polio. He had polio as a child.
Oh.
He was the heir to the Baskin-Robbins ice cream fortune, who renounced the fortune when he became a vegan campaigner around 40 years ago, and actually did quite well in his own right. But polio eventually caught up with him at the age of 78.
Wow.
And the other person we lost was a young woman named Michaela Raines, who ran an organization called Save the Fox, a rescue organization in Minnesota. And she
Yeah.
unfortunately became overwhelmed and committed suicide.
Right, what about that in your newsletters stuff? Gosh,
She
and
had become.
what does that say about what I mean, someone that, a heart wants to help and rescue animals, and it's so overwhelming they take themselves off the planet. I mean, that's
It's a really complicated issue because you're dealing with human beings, and every human being is different psychologically and has different issues. So sometimes we tend to bite off more than we can chew, for whatever reason, good
yeah.
reasons, not so good reasons. And unfortunately, things like this happen pretty often.
In her case, she had bought out a fox farm in Iowa. The guy was ready to retire, and rather than have 500 foxes be killed and pelted, which is actually what happened every fall, she tried to rehome and take in the foxes, and she managed to place about 400, but was still responsible for about 100 when she hit the wall. Her husband
Wow.
trying to carry on. Now, she had become an international YouTube celebrity, so she had quite a large international following.
Well, that's a shame though that someone like that gets so overwhelmed, and can't cope.
The lesson to me here, if there's any lesson, is that don't do more than you can handle. Don't take on more animals than you can handle. Try to contain yourself. She was compelled to do this. You
Right.
know, her own psyche, she was capable of doing really good things, but she did too much.
Yeah, and
That's
a lot of
my.
times, when people, their hearts are open and want to do all of this,
Right.
they sacrifice on their side to
Right.
give to others or to animals. And I've over the years, and especially even those of us that just general folks and your animals in general, there's what I call the human to animal transference, and our animals do pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with their humans. So I've always said, it's really important that you take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, who's going to take care of those animals? So it goes for rescuers too, and even it's even bigger for rescuers like her. It's like, take care of yourself, because if you something happens to you, you can't what's going to happen to the animals. So it's really important that you take care of yourself so that you can then take care of the animals. And you're saying that that really she was not able to do that.
Right.
She didn't have an off switch.
Another issue that we have talked about, and there have been some big developments on last week, and we talked about it in connection with Lolita,
Oh, the orca, oh, Lolita.
she was found last year, and we talked a lot about that. But many oceanariums, especially those owned by an international company called the Dolphin Company, are folding, and this is leaving quite a few marine mammals, especially dolphins, with really nowhere to go.
Are we talking about marine-like entertainment aquariums or something that are going out of business? Is that what you said? That
The Dolphin Company, which has 31 marine mammal parks around the world, many in the United States, has declared bankruptcy earlier this year. And it's having to liquidate its assets. So Gulf World, for example, which is one of the best known, Gulf World is now closed. They had to transfer all of their dolphins. They found other marine mammal parks, mostly owned by their own company, that they could transfer them to. But that's only temporary, because the whole company is
Is
in receivership, under Chapter 7, which is forced liquidation, some under Chapter 11, which allows them to maybe reorganize and keep going if they can find the financing. But the thing is, there is nowhere for them to go. There's no not even a possibility of building a sanctuary big enough to accommodate as many as 1,000 dolphins,
holy mackerel.
risk of becoming homeless, and many of them are not candidates for return to the wild
I was
either.
going to say they probably, I was going to ask you, I was going to say they probably can't be returned to the wild because they wouldn't know how to survive.
Many of them are older dolphins that have been in captivity for a very long time. A few of them are captive born. So it's just a big problem. And the biggest sanctuary project that's even exists on paper right now could take in eight. So,
So I wonder, you know, I always think when we talk dolphins, I always think of Rick O'Berry. You know, and he's the one, of course, that is so active trying to stop the dolphin massacre and, you know, Taiji and that sort of stuff. You know, is he involved in any of this?
is, but Rick is 85 years
I
old.
was gonna say he's getting older now, so I was gonna ask you. He's involved and he's older, so what can you tell us?
Well, he's still very much involved, but about all he can do at this point is try to make connections among other people.
Right.
He and his wife live in Denmark, I believe it is. So.
All right. Okay. Looking at the clock, and we've got to stay on time here. So let's take care of advertisers before we run out of time. We will then come back and chat a little more with Merritt and Beth Clifton. Check out the website, animals24-7.org. Donate to the cause and sign up for the newsletter, and then you'll know about all this great stuff. Because, boy, like I said, I don't think they sleep. Because you guys are so busy all the time. Anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. More with animals24-7.org straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
I'm Sue Minahan, inviting you to join me at Talk Cosmos Sunday, July 6th at 1 p.m. for kaleidoscope visions about the current moon phases. The Cancer moon cycle brings powerful planet patterns, pushing significant shifts in our collective and individual journeys for the health of our partnerships. Come journey with us on Talk Cosmos this Sunday, July 6th at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we'll be talking to them next. We're going to take care of the human animal for the last half hour of this show. And then, of course, you hear Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Check him out at healingministryforanimals.com and mark your calendars, because he'll be here the third Sunday of this month, not next week, as usual. We switched things around this month. And he always does a free telephone evaluation if you'd like to talk to him about your animal friends. So just go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, and fill it out. Tell him you'd like to chat. He'll arrange a phone call. And hope you can join us the third Sunday of the month. If you join his private membership group, you get the newsletter for free and all of the free Zoom classes he does. So healingministryforanimals.com is where to start. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. We are in the middle of a discussion with animals24-7.org. Merritt and Beth Clifton are here. We were just talking about, that dolphin company that's bankrupt. And you're saying, like, they need, for about 1,000 dolphins need a place to go? That's kind of scary. Is there even any place that those dolphins can go? Or
no answer to that problem right now. And we've raised the issue. Some other people have raised the issue, but it's a matter of going from recognizing there is an issue to figuring out what can be done. It will probably be something along the lines of sea pens.
I was just going to say, it sounds like we need big sea pens. you know, because they can't be returned to the wild on their own. But you don't want them living in aquariums really either. And those are going out of business anyway. But the sea pens sound like the way to go. Well, I guess we all need to pray for the dolphins. And then you'll keep us informed as to what's going on and what you find out, right?
We have one sort of local story.
Yeah.
At the northern end of the Salish Sea, there's an island in British Columbia called Texada. And it's an island about the size of Whidbey Island with far fewer people on it, only about 1,200 people. A couple weeks ago, a grizzly bear swam over there, and they historically have not had bears.
Ah.
The grizzly bear is minding his own business and not being a problem, and the wildlife agency wanted to remove the bear, but the people there said, we like our bear, leave him alone. The last we heard, there is the bear without a care.
Wow. So, you know, but I mean, I guess that's how, you know, animals populate the world. Sometimes a bear just jumps in the water and swims.
Yeah, you know, maybe.
They're good swimmers, too.
There's a Native American group in the far north of British Columbia. If the bear does have to be removed, would very much like to have the bear because they have a female grizzly.
And where is this?
In northern British Columbia.
Ah.
Grizzlies are the totem of their tribe, and they rescued an orphaned female bear a while back who's about the same age as the Texada bear. So
his name is Tex, by the way.
Yeah, they call him Tex. So the two of them may eventually be brought together, which will involve rearranging a lot of British Columbia legislation and red tape. But for the time being, both bears seem to be...
Oh, that's a great story to end with. So we got Tex the bear on the island of Tex whatever, and the people want him to stay and all of that. But, you know, bears are, you know, they need to have mates and that sort of thing. And you know, and bears can cause trouble after a while. Who knows? And especially when if they get acclimated to humans and all of that sort of stuff. But it sounds like the good news is he's got a place to go because there's a place that would want him in Vancouver or you know, that's great. Well, keep us informed on what's going on with that one.
He's a celebrity right now. Everybody's taking pictures and posting them on social media.
Yeah. So, what could go wrong? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, think good thoughts for Tex the bear and that maybe at some point he can be moved to have what could be a planned marriage, it sounds like.
Like Henry and Arabella.
Henry and Arabella. There you go. All right. Sounds good. Anyway, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Great to catch up with you and look forward to all those emails. So everybody, get online, animals24-7.org. That's where all the great information is. You can make a donation there, and you can sign up for the newsletter so you'll get the lowdown on all the animal stuff going on everywhere. And the newsletters are great and so informative, and Beth does these wonderful little artwork collages that just make the story so much better. And so animals24-7.org. And thank you, Merritt and Beth. Say hi to the kid and your little dog friend. Teddy, you know, poked in for just a moment. So you give Teddy a kiss from Aunt Martha. Anyway, thank you so much. God bless. Thank we'll you. Talk to you again the first Sunday of August. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. We are going to switch hats here because it's time to address the human animal. And representing the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and joining us to address the human animal would be our friend, she's been with us before, Nancy Callan is here. Good morning, Nancy, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hi, Martha. Thanks for having me.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Great.
All right. Did you get to temple this morning?
I did. Yep. I'm sitting downstairs now. We had a really lovely service with a topic of attunement today and some beautiful
All
music.
Right. All right. So, and I don't know that I've ever asked you. Do you have any animal friends?
I do not currently have any animal friends, but I am a dog person, and for most of my life, I had dogs, yes.
All right, because I was just going to ask you, I don't know if you live around the Temple area, but I was wondering how the 4th of July went and the fireworks, if you had lots of them.
Yes, there were lots of them, and I definitely feel for all of the poor dogs who are traumatized, because it is very loud here in Bothell.
Yeah, and I was more, you know, I've always been, you know, thought about, you know, our animal friends, our domestic animals. And, of course, we just did talking about how you condition your dogs to not be afraid and jolly routines and all that sort of stuff. But this year there was a lot more published, like on Facebook and stuff, about wildlife.
Yeah.
You know, the animals around us that have such horrible effects from the fireworks, and apparently it affects the birds and you know, I mean, coyotes, deer, cougar, bobcat. I mean, everybody out there gets traumatized. And I know there was some stories. One of our earlier guests was saying that some of they found dead birds around from the night before.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah,
that is so
sad.
Yeah, it really is, and I'm hoping maybe we can put it on the Ananda prayer list, you know, because we're kind of connected to Italy, because we have, you know, Ananda. There's an Ananda in Italy, and you know, one of the affirmations I start the show with comes from an Ananda Italy division, but Italy has created soundless fireworks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, and this is, it's been a number of years now, but I thought, boy, that would start catching on over here, but it really hasn't. But anyway, they've been invented, so maybe we could do some prayers about how we bring that quiet fireworks to the country. Quiet fireworks, you know, and put some energy into that. Anyway, I'm sorry to hear that it was really loud around you. I mean, I had thought maybe it would be quieter this year. But it wasn't. It was the worst year ever, and it even was overwhelming to me. I was blown away because I was watching the fireworks from Lake Union, you know, on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And outside, it sounded like the soundtrack for what was playing on TV was in my neighborhood. I mean, literally. And even down to the sizzle. Somebody had those really, the sizzle, sizzle, sizzle things going. I don't know. I think the reservations were all shooting their stuff off here, but alrighty then. So now, if we need to calm down from the 4th of July, and if you're finding life a little stressed, which I would say is probably normal for what's going on these days, except that one of my disappointments right now is that there's so many people in this country that don't know what's going on. But if you're one of the ones that do, and you're having some trouble, and you're stressed and all of that, I think Nancy might have the answer for us, because I don't know any better way than meditation and yoga.
There really is no better way.
Yeah. Tell us why.
Well, the best way to dive into this, of course, is to understand the whole package. There's meditation, which is the ultimate technique in learning how to calm your mind and find that sense of inner peace. But a lot of people don't know how to actually meditate, and some people's bodies don't allow them to sit very still. And at Ananda, we offer twice a year this fabulous course called The Art and Science of Raja Yoga. And what we do in that class is we teach you how to work with your body through the yoga asanas to relax the body so that you can actually sit for meditation. And then we teach you meditation techniques. We teach you breathing techniques and all the ways that you can learn to come inward and be still. And it's all very experiential and practical. And you learn the background and the philosophy behind what you're doing. And you get to practice this over an extended period of almost 3 months with a group of like-minded friends. So it's just a wonderful way to bring some light into your life.
Yeah, because we're going to need it more than ever.
Yeah.
And maybe now, just asking Master if it's, yeah, he says, Something I just want to, one of my big concerns is that with the current administration in this country and what's going on, a lot of bad stuff is about to happen. Okay. There was major legislation passed just this last week by the current administration called, and they are calling it the Big Beautiful Bill. But of course, anyone that knows about it is knows that it's not beautiful for most of us. And my concern, Nancy, is that with the latest poll, which came out just a couple of days before this was voted on in Congress, and this is what really shocked me, is that of all the people in the country, this particular poll, only 43% knew about this legislation that was about to be passed. So that's only 43% of the country that knows about it. And then of that 43%, the really shocking factor to me was only 7% of that percentage knew about the drastic cuts to Medicaid that are in this bill. And the bottom line is, folks, 17 million people are going to lose their health insurance and food support, and it may be even more. But they were clever enough to make these changes not happen until after the midterm elections. So there's a lot of stuff coming up, going on. If you think you're stressed now, that's likely to get worse. So what I've been thinking, what I've been having to work with myself, how do we deal with this stress? How do we deal with knowing this? Because I'm dependent on my Medicare, and it is, in a way, affecting all of that. And I keep getting, when I ask Spirit, it's like beyond the earth, but not of it. Can you imagine that concept, that we to be here, but not be part of the turmoil? Well, the only way to do that is to understand these spiritual principles, I think, and to learn to meditate and yoga, because that's the way you learn to rise above all the conflict. Doesn't that kind of resonate, Nancy?
Yes, it's absolutely true. And you know, the challenges are here for a reason, and yeah, we have to face them in the right way. So there's all the big challenges, and the last thing we want to do is just to be pushing and fighting and you know, letting it draw us more outward, but understanding how do we best address these in the right way. And
so if you know, if you're aware of what's going on, then you've got to have, you know, concerns going on. Well, the best way that you can help is A, just like we were talking about last half hour, take care of yourself first, because then you can help the people around you and your animals and everything around you. But if you don't take good care of yourself, you can't help anybody else. So that's where, like, you know, if you don't know how to meditate, you know, you don't understand these principles, now would be a great time to start it. And this the art and science of Raja Yoga begins in September. So we're giving you time to prepare to join this. But what a great way to get yourself in great balance, learn how to meditate and understand all these concepts. So when those around you that haven't known what's going on and this stuff starts to hit, you'll be able to help guide people to do what you're doing to stay above it all.
And at least you can stay in your own center, you know, when
exactly,
when
exactly. And I'm finding I didn't have my spiritual tools.
Somebody else, you can just be a light there.
Well, exactly. And I know if I didn't have my spiritual tools and spiritual knowledge, I'd be a basket case right now. And even I, knowing what I know, because I love this country so much, it's really tough, but. You know, you got to remember we're spirit first and physical body second. And the best way to get in touch with that, of course, is meditation. Anyway, I'm looking at the clock. We've got to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. So we're going to do that. Then we will continue our discussion with Nancy. We'll find more about, I wonder if you heard, did you hear the art and science of Raja Yoga? Well, what is Raja? What is that yoga? So, there's different kinds of yoga. Did you know that? It just isn't all about physical body postures. So we'll talk more about that. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can learn all about them on the website, NuProSupplements.com. You can purchase them there. If you don't find them in your regular pet store, you can also find them on Amazon. So check them out, NuProSupplements.com. If you got problems with your dogs or you know anybody who does, that's what I do, is I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately, help them understand the dog friends, solve problems quickly. So if you want everything, you got dogs that bark like crazy, you can't leave them alone, whatever's going on, especially all the reactive crazy behavior that drives everybody crazy, I can help. I can get that under control for you in one session. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so write my phone number down, and please give it to anybody you know that has dog problems. Tell them to call me. I'll talk to them for free. My number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. And then remember, our wonderful premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available for, she's got room for new clients right now. The Whispering Dragon Center is at her home in Shoreline, so easy access and parking. Phenomenal to be in the healing room with the gongs and acutonic forks and chimes, and her chiropractic and acutonics work is phenomenally healing. And she can help you with headaches, fatigue, structural discomfort, sleep issues, digestive issues, PMS, menopause stuff, sinus, stress and anxiety. So another way to get help with all of that is to contact Jude. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give her a call, 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are in the middle of a conversation with Nancy Callan from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And gosh, Nancy, I guess we're talking with you today because aren't you one of the instructors for the art and science of Raja Yoga?
Yes, I do. I do help teach the course. We have a number of fabulous instructors, and and everybody is. The reason that we all teach this class is because we love this. We know that it works, and it's so amazing. So the instructors are all filled with a lot of energy and passion for the subject.
Right. We talked to Kevin last month. Is he teaching too?
Yes.
Kevin, it's you and Kevin that are doing this class, right?
Yes. Yes. Kevin and I teach the Hatha yoga portion, the yoga postures, and then Morley Venkatrao and Raymond teach the Raja portion, the meditation and philosophy.
Oh, wow.
And then we have
guys.
Extra people come in that help us with chanting and other stuff as well. So, yeah,
okay, well, now all of you remember, if you haven't heard them and if you don't know, boy, if you have any kind of inkling or need, this would be the class to do. You're getting some of the best people we got. I mean, and I know a lot of you really were intrigued with Kevin last month with his background of addiction and all the issues he's had and the book he wrote about it, The Thousand Screaming Monkeys. And what saved him was meditation and yoga. And now he's teaching. It's amazing. And so he and Nancy are teaching the Hatha yoga program. But then you've got doing the Raja yoga part. And the meditation part, that would be, you know, Riemann. You've heard Riemann on the show. It's been a few years since he's been on, but he is the director, he and his wife, of the Seattle Ananda organization. And then Morley, you all know Dr. Morley. He's our doctor of yoga. He's done the show a number of times. And he is just so mesmerizing, and story time with Morley is incredible. And, you know, I could listen to him read the phone book. And everybody, I know you all have loved Morley, but they're all teaching. And when again you might get this combination of instructors, who knows? But by golly, I would jump on it. I've been through the program twice myself. Many take it more than that. It is such a phenomenal class. So before I forget, I did mention, you know, that a lot of people that aren't familiar with yoga, when you hear yoga, they just think the physical yoga, you know, going to a studio and doing the physical yoga postures. But there are different kinds of yoga, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And the Raja yoga is... And Raja means royal. You alluded to that, so that's essentially the path of meditation. People have, you know, various other spiritual paths, but meditation integrates the path of Raja Yoga integrates all of the different paths of yoga, all the different styles and techniques of yoga.
Yeah, and just so you know, then Nancy said that she and Kevin teach the Hatha yoga portion. Well, that is what the physical body. Postures. That's what that is called, right? Hatha yoga is the physical body structures that we all think of as yoga.
Yes. Okay. And with Ananda yoga, of course, I think you've probably told people this before, Ananda yoga is a little bit unique because we try to really reach above just the physical body, and we work with very specifically with the energy body and also with the causal body, and understanding the way that the mind impacts the body and the body impacts the mind and our intentions. And so we use affirmations with all the yoga postures, which are a unique thing to Ananda yoga and very powerful.
Oh, it makes a huge difference. And Ananda yoga, I'm always constantly telling people, it is so different than just basic yoga. or the hot yoga and all this stuff that people do. It's spiritually based.
Yes.
And remember, we're spirit first, physical body second. It's just most of us don't know that. So Ananda Yoga is much more powerful because it is more connected spiritually, and there's more to it than just doing the physical body postures that make it more powerful. And then you got the Raja going into the meditation, and then there's also, you hear us talk about, I say, if you're the what got me coming to Ananda in the first place was because I wanted to learn Kriya Yoga. Well, that's kind of, to put it very simple, is like a breath technique that helps speed up your spiritual progress. But you gotta lay some groundwork before you're ready to take that kind of instruction. And yeah, the Raja, this art and science of Raja Yoga class, that's the beginning if you want to work into doing Kriya Yoga. So this is where I started. You don't have to go on to Kriya Yoga, but it is the foundation, is the Raja Yoga. So it's actually two parts, because you do the physical body, the Hatha Yoga, and then you also do the philosophical part and meditation part. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's great because it's so experiential. You do work with the body first, and then there's a social aspect as well to build community. We have a little break, a snack break, and people bring snacks so you get to visit and meet your fellow students and build some community and connection. And then, yeah, and then we have an actual meditation practice, which, you know, applies the different techniques, and you learn them experientially. And then after that, then we dive into more of a discussion about the topics, and you learn about everything from the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali to the chakras to learning a little bit about understanding the Bhagavad Gita, and so we work and really cover a lot of different pranayama or breath control techniques as well.
Don't you learn the beginning of the energization exercises too?
We usually will do a few energization exercises, but there's so much to cover in this class. We don't specifically teach them as a practice, but we do incorporate them.
Do the 20 parts? I know learning.
We will often do the 20 parts.
Yeah, because I remember that was part of the curriculum when I took Raja. That's the first time, my first exposure to the energization exercises, is we learned the 20 parts.
Yes.
First.
A very powerful technique.
Oh, it's the only thing that's saving my physical body. Because I'm not an exerciser, and I don't like exercise, never have. But I love the energization.
I just
love it. And, you know, everybody, when we do the affirmations, when we do the love train and dancing's required, you know, I energize the love train music. What do I use? It's the energization prayer. That's what we start with. So that's where that's coming from. So you guys really got to do this. So anyway, Nancy, when does this class begin? How long is it? No, give us all the details.
Okay. So logistics, it starts in September, September 4th, I believe. It's Thursday evenings from 6 to 9:15 is the full class. It starts on September 4th, and it's 11 Thursdays. And in this fall session, because of the way the holidays fall, we can't fit all 13 weeks that we usually do in the winter. And so we combine a couple of the classes into a weekend retreat where we have an all-day Saturday course, which is amazing because you get to spend the entire day diving into yoga and have a really lovely lunch provided as well. So the retreat is just an extra blessing for this when you take it in the fall. But, yeah, so it's 11 Thursdays starting September 4th, and then there's one Saturday workshop. It's on October 11th. So you have to, you know, you'll want to clear your calendar for that. And,
gotcha.
And people, you know, most people take the whole class, including the Hatha portion, the physical portion, and then also the Raja, the meditation and philosophy. But it is possible to take one or the other as well. So all that information is on our website, AnandaWashington.org.
Yeah, and then the other question was for me is, do you have to come in person? Is any part of this hybrid so you can do online, or what's that about?
Absolutely, yes. Everything is hybrid, so you can come in person or you can watch it online. And you can mix and match. If for some reason you're going to be out of town, feel free to just watch online that week. You don't have to let us know. You can just come at work, you know, online or in person. And the classes, if you know that you're going to be missing some time or you've got something scheduled during this almost 3 months time, the classes are also all recorded and you have access to those. So if you miss a class, you can go back and watch the recording before the next class. And it's a great resource as well because you can also use the recordings throughout the week if you want to do the same yoga practice again or if you want to have the guided meditation experience again or just review things. So wonderful opportunity to be able to keep diving into it. And you have access to that for a year as well.
Woohoo. All right. So remember the class, it's the Art and Science of Raja Yoga. It begins Thursday, September 4th. And goes for 11 Thursdays plus the one-day Saturday retreat. If you're interested, you can find out more at anandawashington.org. Nancy, thank you so much for your time today. I know we've got some time. We'll be talking about this class again rolling up towards September. But if you want to get in there now, do it. Nancy, thank you so much. And I'll look forward to the next time we get to chat.
Wonderful. It was great to talk to you, Martha.
All righty. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All righty. You know, next week, change of schedule. It's the third Sunday. I mean, it's really the second, but it's the third. So next Sunday is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and Talk With Your Humans or Animal Loved Ones on This Side or the Other with Natasha Venter. Hope you plan to be here next week. And please call in with questions for either one of us or for a personal reading with Natasha. And then mark your calendars for our healing show will be the third Sunday this month. And that will be the 20th with Dr. Nails and Linda. Me and Natasha next week. And stay cool in the warm weather coming up this week. Remember your animal friends. Be careful about taking your dogs and kids in the car. Be sure you have water out for everybody and it's in the shade and refill it daily. David, thank you so much for all your help today. And you have a great afternoon. And I'll think good thoughts for Nathan stomping around down there with the Mariners. Good luck to them, too. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings, too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.